back with Gophers Get a Grip. I'm Michael, your co-host, along with my other co-hosts, Declan, Patrick, and Beckett. How are you all doing?
Good, how are you?
And today we got Mary with us, too.
Hello!
Mary, can you tell us what we did this May?
What we did this May? What we first did in May was we dug that trench for the first layer of the wall. And I remember we were working on the wall and it was raining. So May stands out to me as laying the first brick on the wall. What comes next? May? June? What happened in June, Michael?
We filmed the Fabiola pilot.
That's right. That was fun.
Flew a couple people out from the east. What did we do in July, Declan?
Oh, in July, we had 4th of July in our little hometown and somebody proposed. And what happened in August, Patrick?
In August, we launched the membership site. Mary, tell us more about that.
Oh, yeah. So in August, we've been planning for a long time to launch a streaming service. And so in August, we finally got it off the ground. We have, I think, 20 movies on there right now, a couple full lengths and a lot of shorts. And we are actually going to be constantly adding more. And coming in November, we're going to have 2 more full lengths and another short. So stay tuned for that. It's only 99 cents a month, and you can subscribe by going to our website. You can click the member tab on our nav bar, or you can go to our shop. Then underneath there is a sub menu, and you can learn more about the streaming service.
We also started dubbing a French film.
I did my dubbing for a scene last night.
I did mine, what was that, 3 weeks ago?
A little while ago. You have another one coming up, though.
I've just seen clips from the movie.
What's new that you've been working on, Declan?
Oh, we've been learning, Adela and I have been learning how to do 3D in Blender. Becky has been teaching us with it.
Yeah, Becky, tell us about that.
Yeah, you made something kind of cool the other day.
I made a yurt.
We're still working on it.
Mary, what happened in October?
What's happening in October?
It is deer season.
Yeah, sure. Deer season.
Hunter season.
I guess we're packaging deer. The other day I was thinking of deer and I was like, oh, I kind of remember, like, deer hamburgers are good. Deer with, like, Mexican food is good.
You made, like, deer, I don't know what it was, but it was burgers, mushrooms, yeah. And, like, a wine.
Yeah, it's Salisbury steak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That's so, the other day I was dreaming about venison, which is a weird thing to dream about. But, yeah, also in October, we're also releasing our The Fabulous Pilot. That is going to be coming out on October 7th. Make sure you tune in and watch that. It will be live, and I think Beckett and Patrick are running the event.
Yeah. Nice, Gophers Get a Grip.
Oh.
Yep. We're going to have Joe McClain on, and we're going to have Danielle Robert on.
It depends on what day it is.
Mm. Oh, that's another thing we started doing is our acting classes.
Oh, yeah. Acting classes. Yes.
We had a chicken there the other day.
Mm-hmm. A chicken? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was chicken.
We do our...
Danielle wanted us to.
We do our acting in the chicken coop.
Oh, most of the time.
So yeah, we brought him a chicken?
Yeah.
What did you read this summer, Mary?
What I read this summer? Oh, I finished reading Quo Vadis kind of early on in the summer. I've been working on a book report. Yeah, Becky, it's... Yeah, you have to get through the first few chapters and then you can't put it down. So, yeah, it's much better than the movie.
Well, I was supposed to read 6 books this summer and I didn't read one.
You didn't read a single one of them? Which one did you get started on?
Beowulf.
That's a good book.
Yeah.
Have you read Beowulf, Michael?
I started to a while back.
Same thing, you have to get through the first few chapters.
When we were in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Do you have chapters?
Not really.
I got about halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been reading, Declan?
I read Borrowed House, Katie Woodlong, Great Expectations, which is really long and boring.
It's kind of weird, too.
Have you read the full book?
The Lady in the Dress.
Okay,
the...
We don't want to hear about it.
No, we do.
It's so weird. The wedding cake
She's
is like
in a dust. Decaying wedding outfit.
Yeah.
Okay. She catches on fire and dies or
yep,
something,
yep,
like
something like that. Yep, something like that.
And all the FitzHenry books.
Oh, yes. Those are good.
Did you have any summer jobs this year, Declan?
I did mowing the neighbor's grass.
That's a good job.
Yeah, I did harvesting and, like, cleaning up a well shop. Rick and I did that. What are we working on, Michael?
There's a few things we're working on, like the wall. I think we're getting pretty close,
yes,
right?
Yes, we're getting very close.
We're working on the Mustang. It runs now, but it has literally, there's no brakes. Not even the emergency brake is working anymore. I tried driving it home the other day, a few weeks ago, and we got as far as Jacob's Oil and turned around, went back to the shop.
Smart.
But the brake, all the brake lines and everything is now in and it's just waiting to be put in.
Nice.
also got the transmission in my truck.
Right. Oh, that's good.
Our Suburban that's broken down has a transmission on its way.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It's going to be here.
Putting that in soon.
What are we learning, Declan?
Becca got me a elk reed for my birthday, so I learned how to do a bugle on that.
Nothing too much. School.
What'd you recently learn in school?
How to add percents to fractions.
Oh, yes. Kind of fun.
What have you been working on, Michael?
I learned the other day that when a emergency brake is stuck on, it is impossible to get a rotor off.
Oh, that's interesting.
I might have broke a few things before
realizing that.
Dad came over and helped me get it off. Even then, he said it was stuck on pretty hard. So
I'm starting a chemistry class tomorrow.
Ooh. Yeah. Learning some chemistry.
Rocky science.
Yeah.
You got a truck, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Bought a truck. It's right. $100 and it runs. Well, I guess I learned this summer how to drive a manual truck.
Oh, yeah, right.
What else are you going to hunt this year?
Elk with a muzzleloader.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Now, elk tastes better than venison.
Yeah.
I got a lion tag.
Oh, cool. Ooh. When are you going to go hunting lion?
I'm going to call someone and ask them if I can hunt on their property probably tonight, and then I'll probably hunt on the weekends.
Hmm.
And then when the snow falls, and if I still haven't filled my tag, I'll probably go with someone I know who has hounds.
Mm.
What are we? What is failing, Mary?
What's failing? Okay, what's failing is an interesting question because...
The government.
Yeah, okay. There's that one. I like to ask what is not working. And something that's kind of interesting that came up is while we were working on the wall, we called the company and we were like, okay, we need some more blocks. And they were like, oh, we're out of blocks. So... was kind of interesting. Figured it out. They got a solution. We're going to just change the size of the block that we're using, but keep the same color. So, yeah, that was something I'd say is not... that needs work. So, the wall. But we've just kind of been on hold waiting for that blocks. Different type of block to come in.
Well, we finally got the pool base all set out and whacker packed.
Yes, right.
What are you failing at, Declan?
what needs work in your life, Declan? Is there any school? What's the class you're most behind in?
It's actually spelling.
All of them are in... I'm in grammar, literature.
You're failing at all of them?
I'm in week 8, and then the rest of them in 14.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's not bad.
Oh, not terrible. Could be worse.
I'm failing at spelling.
I don't know. What needs work is your spelling. No one fails here.
Oh, yeah. What needs work is my spelling. So I'm most behind in school.
Yeah. What about you, Michael?
What are you feeling?
There's a few things in my truck that still needs worked on.
Speeding issue.
The emergency brake doesn't work, which isn't right now isn't really a big deal. But I'd probably like to see what's wrong with that. Definitely needs an oil change, and then I think there's still something going on with the timing on it. It's just kind of driving a little funny. So, and it's making a weird squealing noise again, which I need to figure out. Is that noise because it's... it's not doing anything harm, it's just annoying.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. I am needing work on my algebra.
You work on the algebra?
Yeah. I'm ahead in it, I'm just not doing very well.
Tough.
Declan, what good movie did we recently watch?
A good movie that we recently watched, I would say, would be Something to Stand For that Mike Ralph made.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So we watched this one. We had an early release of this, and then it had its theater run, and then recently it was released on the Angel Guild, so we re-watched it with anybody who hadn't seen it yet. So, Michael, it was your first time watching it. What did you feel like?
It was pretty good. I really like history, and it's pretty cool. There was one part where it was kind of,
There was one story that might disturb some people, but,
Yeah.
So, it's told, like,
Like someone marinating in... rum?
Yeah. No, I was going to say, all of the... he goes through these series of stories, and they're like mysteries. So he sets it up like you're not supposed to understand
the story.
What it is. I'm not going to tell this particular one, so...
which is...
but it's kind of... it's fun for your imagination and for your brain, because what you're being showed first is not really the story. Then later he unravels the mystery, so it's kind of...
he said that the first one was something that, he said few people actually know about, and I was actually
Michael knew
glad that I actually knew about that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this and when he said who it was, it's like, yes, I was right.
Yeah.
That's all the time we got for today. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.